Triple M's Roo, Tits and Loz for breakfast.
What's the word on the street?
Overnight news.
Yeah, so if you want to go overseas, things are looking up. I know that flights have been very expensive in the last couple of years because of COVID, but apparently they're going to drop. Qantas and Virgin announcing big sales across all of their, it could be economy, business class, all of those. I don't know whether they do any, when you wrap yourself in something and put yourself under the bunker, I would probably get that. Go in with the pets. But things like 759 return from Melbourne to Singapore.
Really?
Brisbane to Singapore, $12.99. Yeah. Sydney to Los Angeles, $9.49 return.
That's good.
Wow. How good's that? Anywhere you guys want to go? Anywhere you've never been?
You know what? Well, I've got six kids. I think I'll just stay in Australia. Yeah,
that's a good plan. What about you, Dick?
I just went to New Zealand before Christmas. So luckily I've just been overseas. Well, a little bit overseas, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just down the road.
Nice.
But no, if they're talking those sorts of numbers, you definitely look at it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, what about you, Loz?
Greece. Never went when I was in Europe and I hugely regret it. Would love to go to Greece. Mm. Love to go to the coastline and Crete and see all the islands.
Gear off on the beach and take it easy.
Is it Mykonos? Is that the nude joint?
Yeah, or Lesbos.
Oh, is that the gay place, is it?
Okay.
Is it on your hit list, is it? Well, I need to get my nude joint and my gay joint not confused, don't I? I don't want to go the wrong one.
I reckon you need a tan before you get a Mykonos.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll work on it.
Rocks up nude.
Otherwise you're going to stand out like a sore thumb.
Okay. Who's that white guy over there? Yeah.
What's he doing?
We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
Not quite $100 billion, but $10 billion money laundering syndicate got raided and arrested yesterday. Chinese Australians just went over a huge amount of property in Sydney, Melbourne, and a heap of cash. What'd they say? They had an underground bank.
Yeah, an underground bank. I've never heard that term before.
Like a bank, just underground as in an underground
bunker or something.
Or just cash. A term underground.
I think it might be the terminology. Yeah,
So anyway, it's a lot of moolah, $10 billion.
Yeah. Yep.
It's not rats and mice.
Was it in cash?
Well, money laundering. Yeah. It can be wired or anything.
Right.
It's just moving around money. It's probably dirty.
Yeah, that's big. Hey, anyone that watches their breakfast television, which we do, believe it or not, we're on breakfast radio, but we've always got the screens on here, haven't we?
Yep.
Sunrise needs to find a new home. Their lease is up. They're getting kicked out.
Well, what?
So you know they're always. It's called Martin Place in Sydney.
Yeah.
So Koshy and the gang.
Good spot.
Yeah. Right. You know, obviously central in Sydney. They have a lot of passing traffic. And,
yeah.
And you always see those people standing at the back with their signs up in the window and whatever.
Oh yeah, it's bizarre.
Anyway, their lease is up and they're getting kicked out.
What?
Jeez. So they're heading out to the suburbs somewhere in Sydney.
Have a better offer, the landlord.
New home. Yeah.
A better offer.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There you go.
Good on them. Front page of the paper, 82-year-old grandma involved in drug trafficking. They were going to import 8 kilos of cocaine. Can you believe it?
Hang on.
Yeah, she's 82. A man 30 at the same address who's related. So
grandson.
That's
probably.
One way to get your grandson to come around. Yeah. To, pick up your cocaine.
Oh, my God.
So who knows what's
he
involved there.
Nan a I lot, think doesn't he?
We'll find out a lot more about that relationship, I think, over the coming months. But she's staring at life in prison, which is probably not a bad thing when you're 82. It's not too much.
It's not that long.
Could be a year. Could be.
Well,
I'd rather have life at 82 than life at 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I see your point. Yeah.
If
you're doing the numbers,
if she's been doing this for a long time, she's made it all the way to the end before getting caught.
She might not even be guilty.
Yeah. Could be all a big mistake.
Could be anything.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Oh, great news for Port Adelaide. Sam Powell-Pepper has extended his deal down there, keeping him there until at least the end of 2025. Roo, I wouldn't have been surprised or upset if he won the best and fairest last year. I thought, especially when we were struggling,
first half of the year was good.
I reckon he really, really kept us in a lot of games.
He did keep you in the
games.
I thought
he was great.
No, I thought he was awesome. He looks just happy and composed now that he's got a beautiful little daughter. And amazing how often you get your home life right, your footy improves.
Well, he's matured, I think it's fair to say. But playing good footy. Well done, Sam Powell-Pepper. Jeremy Finlayson goes in for ankle surgery, which probably isn't good timing.
Well,
but they're saying he'll be
right.
For round one.
Yeah, I find that hard to believe. Maybe they're getting better at their technology or the treatment, but syndesmosis was always a longer-term injury, and that's a nasty one to come back from. So he's got a few issues on and off the field at the moment, poor Jeremy.
Yeah, indeed, going through a tough time. Now, with the Crows, your boys head off for their camp on Monday to the Riverland.
Yeah, they're heading up there. The rush hour, the mighty rush hour, just break everything at the moment. Had Riley Thilthorpe on last night.
I think the biggest thing is probably getting my body right, and I had a few niggles throughout my first couple of years, so just trying to get them right, get a bit stronger, throw a bit more up on the bench, and throw my weight around a bit more. So they're probably the main sort of things.
Looked a bit like a baby giraffe the last couple of years, the big fella, but I tell you, I got out of the car down at training a few weeks ago. The first thing I saw, you could tell, he's just a bigger unit. So
been in the
starting
gym.
To fill out a little bit, Riley.
He can be a very good player.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sure. Very good player.
Yep.
There you are. Endorsement from Loz in the background there.
That's, I think he's
special
good.
Comments.
Loz has woken
Loz has chimed in.
He's got potential. He's got talent.
36ers at home tonight against Sydney. They have to
Funny,
win. They've got to keep
he was
winning.
A pick too.
Hey?
He's funny because he was picked two.
Yeah.
He's got potential.
No, I don't mean potential like that. He's obviously amazing. Oh, I'm going to shut up.
No, please. Tell us more.
Keep going, Loz.
Hey, Roo.
Oh,
I
called him a baby giraffe a second ago, so we will, anyway.
Hey, Roo, I want to talk baseball for a moment.
Yes.
Big weekend in Adelaide. Tell us what's happening.
Well, the Giants are in the grand final, the Claxton
granny.
Shield. Yeah, absolutely. Three starts today, goes for a few days.
Yep. Tonight against Perth Heat. Now, how's this for a record? We haven't won the Claxton Shield in 43 years.
The only thing that tells me
so
this
good
is
luck.
We are due.
We are due.
We're
good
on a
luck.
Four-game winning streak. Yeah. We had a 12-game winning streak earlier on in the year, so supporters get down. There'll be a big weekend.
Yeah, down there at West Beach. Good luck to the Giants. Hey, I just want to throw this one into a local one. I'm the number one ticket holder for the Port Adelaide Cricket Club. So good luck to the boys over the weekend taking on Adelaide University.
Are they?
Well, they might have been a bit
far out. Would you give them a cricket bat or something?
Yeah, I bought a few raffle tickets and did a few things. Anyway, good luck to the boys, the Magpies. They're taking on Adelaide Uni this weekend in a good position.
Oh, you're up against the Uni boys.
Yeah, the bookworms.
They'll out, do you?
Nah, too busy studying, the uni boys. We're out there playing cricket. They've got their heads buried in their books.
Yeah,
we'll be right. Anyway, good luck, Port Adelaide.
Tell you didn't go to uni.